So this Shabbos Kodesh, we're going to read Parshas Balak. And the sugya we'll speak about today is a fascinating sugya, only loosely related with this week's Parsha, but I think it's such a choshev sugya, and it's relevant, extremely relevant, and it's a fascinating sugya. So today we will speak about Tzar Balei Chaim. And as usually, I will speak about the fundamentals of the sugya, but we will touch upon Halacha Lamaisa as well. Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa, brought many times in Shas, but the basic source probably is above Mesiyah Daf Lamed Beis, Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa, but nowhere in Bavli or in Yerushalmi do we find, how do we know that Tzar Balei Chaim is D'Oraisa? What is the source? So you go through the entire Shas, Bavli plus Yerushalmi, you will not find the source. How do we know Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa? The Rishonim and Achronim, what I remember, 13 different sources. 13. Maybe there are more, but the 13 that I remember. So Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva brought in Shittim Kabetzis, or Metzian Amid Bey, say Haloch Lamashim Messianai. That's the easiest way out. If Chazal say it's Menatoid and they don't bring a source and we don't find a clear source, then we could assume Haloch Lamashim Messianai is Menatoid. And that is the opinion of two great Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva, both quoted in Shittim Kabetzis. The Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid bring a source from this week's Parsha. So the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid were two giants, but they were so different. So different. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid in Sefer Chasidim is Rosh Chasidei Ashkenaz. Rambam, Rosh Gedolei Sfarad. They were contemporaries. Bnei Dor Echod. Same time, but they were so different. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, Kol Kuloi Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam was the greatest Jewish philosopher ever to live. Both bring the same source. This week's Parsha, Rambam. Moed Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin. Sefer Chasidim, Tofrei Samach Vav. So this week's Parsha, we read the story of Bilam. And Bilam rides on his mule, on his donkey. Bilam was a prophet. His mule was an animal. And Bilam is Galui Einayim. But his donkey sees more than he does. And the mule sees the Malach. He sees an angel standing on Ema Derech. And he tries to escape. And he presses Bilam's leg. And Bilam, the prophet, doesn't see anything. And he's hitting his mule. And then suddenly, Vayigal Hashem es Einoi Bilam Vayar. Es Malach Hashem Nitzav Badorech. Vachar Bishlufa Biyodoi. And the angel is holding his sword. Vayomer Elav Malach Hashem. Alma Hekisu es Asoinchos Hesholosh Lagolem. Why did you strike your mule three times? So the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Malach Min HaShemayim to reprimand Bilam and to say, why are you hitting this animal? That proves that Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa. So anybody listening to my shiurim on a steady basis knows that many times I speak about the big Yesoid, and I wrote about this many different sources in my Sforim, Rotzoyin HaTorah. Besides mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo ta'aseh, a man has a chiyuv to be mekayim rotzo in Hashem as it is reflected and expressed b'toiras Hashem. Rashi brings in the beginning of Mishnah Torah and Chumash Devorim that when Bnei Yisrael suddenly became aware that what they are being required to give is tariyag mitzvahs, they were taken aback and they were shocked and they were really scared and they said, Mi yochal lamoid bekoleila. They were used to sheva mitzvahs bnei noach, seven mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvahs bnei noach ultimately boil down to one fundamental principle. Be a mensch. Be a mensch. Don't kill, don't rob, don't steal, don't lie. Be a mensch. Suddenly they have tariyag mitzvahs and they say, Mi yochal lamoid bekoleila. And I say, you can't get away with tariyag. It's far more than tariyag. Many, many more. Because Chayav Adam Lases Ritzoin Ovev Shebeshemayim. The Radbaz writes about Tzav Alachayim Diuraisa Ve'em Bo Lo Mitzvah Saseh Ve Lo Mitzvah Lo Taaseh. So what is it? If it's not an Esa and it's not a Lo Isesa, there are many mitzvahs that are not defined as Aseh or Lo Taaseh, but the Rotz of Hashem. And in my Sforum I explained, how do we know Rotz of Hashem? You cannot guess. It's not your own human moral compass, no. If we would assume that human beings have this universal understanding of what's right and what's wrong, what's Rotz and Hashem, I think in today's day and age that would be the most disturbing assumption. No. Rotz and Hashem is only what we learn from Toiras Hashem. How do we know Rotz and Hashem? Mitoch Toiras Hashem. Two different ways. Gedol HaRishonim, with their ultimate wisdom and Ruach HaKodesh, understood Tami HaMitzvahs. So sometimes we learn Rotz and Hashem from Mitzvahs Hashem. From the various different mitzvahs that say Olo Tasa, sometimes we learn Rotz and Hashem from the stories in the Torah, Lav Davka Mitzvahs. So I need to give you 13 sources. I gave you the first, Alochan HaMoshe Masina. I gave you the second. Al Mahi Kisus HaSorin Chuz HaSholosh HaGolim. I have 11 more to go. And some of the sources we learn from Sipurei Dvorim, like the Rambam and the Sefer Chassidim. Al Mohe Kisu HaSasoyin Chuz HaSholosh HaGolem. That's not a Mitzvah Sasei nor a Mitzvah Lo Taaseh. Some of the Rishonim learn Tzav HaRachayim from Asei or Lo Taaseh. So let's continue our journey. Rosh HaMedabrim, Rashi, Shabbos Kuf Chof Chesamet Beis, Rashi says, Tzav HaLachayim Diurais, and how do we know that? Ozov Tazov Imoi. We have mitzvah to help a person unload his animal. Animals that carry packs on their back. Usually it's the mule. Or the camel. Some horses I use to carry burdens on their back, but usually it's either a mule or a camel or an elephant in India. We have a mitzvah ozoiv tazoiv imoi, and that is from where we learn Tzav HaRachayim, Rashi, Shabbos Kuf Chof Ches. Shita Mekabetzes Bo Mesiyah Lamed Veis quotes the Meiri, Loi Sachsem Shor Bedishoi. So according to the Meiri, we learn from a Lo Taaseh. According to Rashi, we learn from a mitzvah Asay, Yosef Tazav Imoy. According to the Rambam Sefer Chassidim, we learn from a story. Tzad HaShoveh Shebehem, the common denominator. We know Rotzen Hashem, Metoch Toiras Hashem, Metoch Mitzvois Hashem. Source number 5, Sefer HaChinuch Reish Tzadik Daled. Oy Savi Es Benoy Lo Yisushchatu B'yoy Mechod. It's too painful, too tragic, and too sad to shecht father and a son, mother and a son. Tosfos Megillah Daf Chaf Hei brings a similar idea from Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, the great poet. And in another opportunity, we will speak who was Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Number 6 is Shiluach HaKen. Once again, Sefer Chinuch. We will have Kama v'kama sources from Sefer HaChinuch, because Sefer HaChinuch deals with each and every mitzvah of the Taryag and trying to explain what's the reasoning, what's the ethical underpinnings of the mitzvah. Sefer HaChinuch Tov Kuf Mem Hei explains, Shiluach HaKen is the mitzvah of Tzav HaLachayim. You send away the mother shouldn't see, shouldn't be pained when you take away Efroichim or Beitzim. Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Memches. Ramban al Torah. Shiluach HaKen, they also explain, it is associated with Tzar Balei Chaim. Loi Tachrish B'Shor V'Chamor Yachdov. Interesting approach of various different Rishonim. Sefer HaChinuch, Tov Kuf Nun. Ibn Ezra Ambal HaTurim, al HaTorah. Two different approaches. Both are based on the Tzar of the Chamor. So Ibn Ezra says, an oxen is more powerful than a mule and usually moves faster. If you tie them together, the oxen will go faster, the mule goes slower, and both will be pained. And therefore, that's the Isra of Reisachus B'Shor V'Chamo Yachdov. The Baraturim says, the shor is a kosher animal. Malagera. What's malagera in English? I think it chews its cud, if I'm not mistaken. You know, English is not my first language. So, the chamor chews its cud. The chamor doesn't. So the mule looks at his neighbor and he says, this guy is eating all the time. I'm dying from hunger. And what is he eating? He seems to be chewing all the time. So the chamor is pained by working together with his shor. Interesting. So according to three great Rishonim, Baraturim, Ibn Ezra, Sefer Chinuch, this is another mitzvah which is based on the concept of Tzar Balei Chaim. What would be more natural than the Aveira of Eva Menachai? Sefer Chinuch once again, Tof Nun Bey, says Eva Menachai is Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim. That's cruel. Cutting off a piece of flesh from a living animal while it's alive, and that is Tzar Balei Chaim. Tof Nun Aleph. Sefer Chinuch says that Shchita Menatzaver is to alleviate the pain of the animal because its death will be immediate when you sever the simonim, the windpap and the vayshet. And therefore, this is also a mitzvah based on Tzar Balei Chaim. I think I quoted 9 different sources. All these sources are from the Rishonim, the great Rishonim. Some of them from stories, others from Mitzvah Sasei, and even others from Mitzvah Slotas. Yoim Truah and Rosh Hashanah, Maram ben Chaviv, one of the great Achrayim living 400 years ago, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, he brings a Makor, another source, from last week's Parsha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to bring water out of the rock, V'eshkisu esa edo v'ez bi'iram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachmav uvachasodav gives them water out of the rock for the people and their animals. Yoim Truah writes, this might be the source of Tzar Balei Chaim. Sefer Charedim Perek Yudalad says Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa, it's a Gemara. And it's so obvious, so evident, it's a pillar that not everyone says it. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Zekeli Vanveu Havei Domelo Mahu Rachu Mafatu Rachu Mahu Chanun Mafatu Chanun. Can this be the source that Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa? But how do we know that a person needs to be Aracham V'Chanan even on animals, maybe only on people, maybe only on Jewish people? Hagos Chsam Soifer Al Hashas, Bova Mitzi Al Amed Beis, he writes, Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa, V'Rachamov Al Kol Ma'asov. But that's a posik in Tehillim. And this is a big question, whether Divrei Kabbalah K'Divrei Torah D'Amin. The Roshna of the Gemara is Tzar Balei Chaim D'Oraisa. So the way I see it, the Charedim and the Chsam Sofer are one, not two different sources. Well, the Charedim doesn't quote the Chsam Sofer, he was just 200 years older than the Chsam Sofer. Neither does the Chsam Sofer quote the Charedim. But I think they supplement one the other. So the Chsam Sofer says, V'rachamu aval kol maso, but that's a posuk in Tehillim, it's not D'Oraisa. So, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and that's the Charedim. Havei domelo, ma'u rachum, ma'fatu rachum. So how do we know Kodesh Baruch Hu has rachamim on animals? V'rachum aval kol ma'asov. So I think the Chsam Sofer and the Charedim are two sides of the very same coin. Source number 13 is a very well-known Gemara in Brochus Mem Omed Aleph. We find this Gemara in Suk in Gittin as well. And we learn this from Kriyas Shema. And then the Pesuk says, first animals, then human beings. First care for your animals, and then for yourself and your family. She'ilas Yavitz, the great Reb Yankov Emden, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin, was asked, is this only a behemoth, or that would that include a cat? So, in days of yore, people really didn't have pets to play around with, but they had animals. They used to keep cats to catch the mice. And then they used to have animals in the backyard, you know, sheep and goats for wool and for milk. And so Rabbi Yaakov Emden was asked, if you have a cat, do you need to feed the cat before you eat? And he says, why would there be a difference? It's all about Tzar Bala Chaim. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden's understanding is that this aloha, once again, is based on Tzar Bala Chaim. Are non-Jews mechuyev in Tzar Bala Chaim? Two great gedolim of the same era, same period, Prima Godim, Or Chaim Tov Samaches and Mishbet Seizov, and the Buchocha Rav, a contemporary of the Prima Godim. Both wrote a sefer with the same name, Eishel Avram, Hilcha Shabbos Shin Hei. Both assumed that a goy is not mechuyev in Tzar Bala Chaim. And to me, it's not so poshut. If the source is Eve Menachai, goyim are mechuyev just as Jews are. Goy is mitzuve neve menachai. It's one of sheva mitzvahs v'enoich. If the source is this week's parasha, like the Moyen Avuchim and Sefer Chassidim, Maduach Kisus Asoinchu Zesholosh Agolam, Bilam was a prophet. He was anything but Jewish. So if goyim don't have the mitzvah of Tzar Bala Chaim, why would the Malach reprimand Bilam Maduach Kisus Asoinchu Zesholosh Agolim? So if we learn from Oz of Tazavim, that's a mitzvah Yisrael. Oysov es benoi, sheluach haken. But if we learn from Eva Menachai or from Bilam, that would include goyim as well. Even if we learn from mitzvah saseva lotas hashenitnu Yisrael, but bearing in mind that this isn't a mitzvah saseva or mitzvah lotas. It's an ethical value, an ethical principle. So even if we learn it from mitzvah shel Yisroel, it is very likely that goyim have this mitzvah as well. Kach nera l'choyre l'ani yazdaiti. So if tzav l'chaim diuraisa, how do we eat the flesh of animals? Kosher animals. We eat beef, we eat chicken. What's the heter? How do we use animals for work? So today machines do all that stuff. Not many animals, but still, people ride horses, people ride mules, especially children, for the fun of it. So this is a big yesod. Everything that is to the benefit of human beings overrides Tzar Bala Chaim. The right definition wouldn't be overrides. I don't think it's a geder of dechuyo, but rather a geder of hutro. There is no Yisrael of Tzar Bala Chaim. And that's a fundamental Yisrael that we find in all the Poskim. Even as a Simen Hei, in Ramah, I think it's Sif Yudalad that Ramah writes, that you are allowed to pluck the feathers of chicken or geese. What was that about? So, in days of yore, they believed that if you pluck the feathers and you tear them out, then the chicken will become fatter and fleshier, and the meat will be better. So the Ramo writes, it is permissible because it's l'te'el sa'adam. Avalo oilam nimnoim mishum achzorius. Interesting. It's not an issa. Everything is to the benefit of human beings. There is no issa of Tzar Bala Chaim. But the oilam people refrain from doing that, because it's cruel. So on one hand, anything that is to human benefit, there is no Yisrael Tzar Bala Chaim. Because we do have a mitzvah to say of Shechita, and Shabbos Meyomtev ain't Simcha Lebabosor. So I totally disagree with many liberals that belong to Tzar Bala Chaim groups, and they are against eating meat. With all the compassion, and we need to have compassion, as we will see in the continuation of today's shiur. But no one is more compassionate than HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tzerosai, and we shouldn't dare to be more compassionate than Chachameinu Chazal HaGadoshim. We have a mitzvah of Shechita. Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu and Moshe V'Aharon, yes, rode on mules. and on camels. So kol shinit to elas ha'odam, there is no isaf tzar v'lachayim. And in hashkofa, with a philosophical approach, everything in this world was created for a purpose. Nothing is coincidence. And each and every creation needs to fulfill its purpose. Tachlas Abriya is man, because he, above any other creature, has the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Olam Lo Nivra Elo Bishvil Zeh. That's a Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. And all the other animals and creatures were created for the benefit of man. That is their essence. And therefore, kol shul te'eras ha'odam, there is no isaf tzar v'lachayim. But we still need to weigh the benefit against the pain we cause this animal. And if the benefit is marginal, then midas harachmonis should have the upper hand. And that is what we learn from the Ramon, the source of the Ramon, is Trumas Adeshen, Siman Kufei. And at the tshuva of Trumas Adeshen, we have three examples. Some people cut off the tail of cats and dogs for the sake of beauty. They would ask me, I think it's insane. I think cats and dogs are far more handsome and appealing with their tails. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them tails, why would you think they would look better without tails? I don't get it. But that was the custom in their times. People used to cut off tails of cats and dogs to beautify them. And they used to cut the tongue of parrots. They should be able to talk better. Also seems strange to me, if you cut the tongue of a parrot, he will talk better, maybe. You cut his tongue and he'll start talking. He'll tell you what he thinks about you. So try to be careful. And then they used to pluck the feathers of goose, ducks, and chickens. And regarding all these three minhagim, Trumas Adeshen says, Ho'oilem noihagim lehimona mishum achzorius. And the way I understand this, we need to weigh. Is it that important? Your parrot should talk better, mishugana? Who says a parrot needs to talk? Parrots in the wild don't talk. So, you want your cat to look better? The cat feels totally comfortable with his tail. If you would ask him, he would say, please leave me my tail. It's part of me. So, my bila to el sa'odom, but the minig is, quoted in the Ramah, sourced from a sedation, that's cruelty. That's achzorius. And a yid is not supposed to be an achzor for a marginal benefit. Ezra Mekoidish, once again, Buchocharov, in his Perush on Eben Ezra Siman Hei, he talks about plucking the feathers. Hanoshim isupokoisim yesh bezeh te'eles. The women are not sure that there's any benefit to it. So why would you cause so much pain and suffering to an animal if you don't even know what the benefit is? And if there is a benefit, it's probably really insignificant. And therefore, there is an issa of tzar v'lachayim. Medical research on animals. Could we use animals? Today, they use guinea pigs. But usually guinea pigs aren't really that much used. They use mice, rats, some other animals for medical research. Is that permissible? Interesting. This question came up by Gedolei HaPoiskim 350 years ago, and the first source we find is Tshuva Shus Yaakov Chelek Gimel Sivan Ayin Aleph. And as one could imagine, he says it is permissible. Sometimes these medical experiments are terrible pain and suffering to the animals. We infect them with viruses, with germs. We cause them cancer, and sometimes it's terrible suffering. But the Shavuos Yankiv and the Binyan Siyan Chelak Alav Siman Kuf Ches say this is L'Tehara Sodom. And it's usually, and it actually tops the list of Tehara's, developing medicines and methodology to save the lives of human beings. So liberals will say, what right do you have to cause pain to another creature for your benefit? It's just coincidence that you're smarter than him, that you could hurt him, and you could protect yourself. He shouldn't hurt you. But no, we are Anshei Torah, and we believe in Divrei Chazal. It is man that is the Tachlas Abriya and the Teferes HaYetzirah. And therefore, anything that is to the clear and substantial benefit of man overrides Tzar Balei Chaim. And this brings us to Tshuvas Noida B'Yuda. Madura Tinyona Yordaya Semen Yud. Noida B'Yuda was asked by a Jew, probably a rich Jew, that wanted to buy a huge estate and a forest on his estate, and he wanted to know, could he go hunting? Is that permissible? Al Pi Torah. I don't think the Noida B'Yuda exactly knew why this person wants to go hunting, and he assumed, well, he needs to hunt for his food. Usually people didn't hunt for food. Yes, the wolves and the bears and the lions and the tigers hunt for food, but human beings, in days of yore, Esav hunted for food, but 200 years ago, people hunted for fun and not for food. But the Noida B'Yuda analyzes this question, and he says, well, if you're putting your life in danger, that's one problem. But if you need it for your panosa, muta. It's muta. And if you hunt for food, then you, at the conclusion of the tshuva, the Noida B'Yuda writes, well, I don't find a reason to aser, but in the Torah, we only find two hunters, and none of them should really be a role model for our children. Hunter number one was Esav, and hunter number two was Nimrod. So the Noida B'Yuda ultimately writes, look for a more appealing hobby. Maybe instead of going to hunt animals and kill them, say some Tehillim or some Mishnayos, you could have some hobbies which are more Jewish-oriented than hunting animals. But once again, the Noida B'Yuda writes in this tshuva, if you enjoy it, wouldn't be an issue. However, as I explained from Tumas Hadesh and Aramo, we always should weigh the benefit against Tzar Balei Chaim, the pain, the suffering, the cruelty towards animals. So the Noida B'Yuda quotes the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph. Kol shel Teferes HaAdam, there is no Esav Tzar Balei Chaim. That does not seem to be accurate, because Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, and Tosfos deals with a custom that we find in the Gemara Oikran al HaMalachim. When a king died, they used to destroy the horse he used to ride on. And Tosfos asks, why wouldn't there be an Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim? And Tosfos says, Kvoid Malchus. Kvoid Malchus overrides Tzar Balei Chaim. It's not the concept of Te'eles HaAdam. However, Piskei Tosfos on the spot, usually Piskei Tosfos reflects what Tosfos says, but this is an exception. The Piskei Tosfos writes, because it is to the benefit, there is no Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim. I want to explain Shittas HaTosfos, not Piskei Tosfos, because Tosfos is far more important than Piskei Tosfos. Le'te'eles HaAdam is only if there is a direct benefit. You're using this animal to the benefit of human beings. In that case, there is no Tzar Balei Chaim, and that would include riding on animals, using animals to carry burdens, using animals to plow, and before people invented tractors and other machines, they used to plow with oxen. That is shimush. That is usage, using animals to your benefit. Even shchita and medical research is shimush. But when you destroy an animal because the animal happened to belong to a king, that is not using this animal. That's ashchosa. That's destroying an animal. And therefore, according to Tosfos' opinion, it doesn't fit into the category of Te'eles HaAdam. It's not le'te'eles. It's le'chavoid, not le'te'eles. But Kvoid Malchus is doicha Tzar Balei Chaim. Just like Kvoid Malchus is doicha Bal Tashchis. And we find in Bavli and Yerushalmi, when a great person passed away, sometimes they used to tear and burn garments, precious garments. Kvoida Torah and Kvoid Malchus, but it's a different concept. It's not the concept of Toeles HaOdam. What I find fascinating is a Gemara in Bava Metzia Lamed Beis. Oihei v'lifroik, soina lahatin. So you have two people, and both are standing next to the animals. A guy that you really love needs to take off packages that are on his mule's back. A guy that you don't like at all wants to put parcels of packages on his mule's back. First help your soina, and only then help the one you love. Ki heiched deneichu v'yitzrei. You need to fight and overcome your yetzahara, and therefore first help your adversary, and then help your friend. And the Gemara says that Avusa, even though your friend needs packages to be taken off his animal's back and not put them on. So we see that even Ruchnius is L'Te'elas Adam to override Tzar Balachayim. Fighting your Yetzer would be reason enough to violate the Isser of Tzar Balachayim, at least for a certain period. And I find this fascinating svara. So, one of the sources we quoted is the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Omed Aleph. Osar Odom Shi'itam Ad Shi'achel Es Behem Toi. And I was asked many times, does this apply to all the animals you have at home? So I quoted the Shilas Yavetz. Shilas Yavetz says cats. So people once upon a time didn't really have cats as a pet, but rather they had the cats to destroy the mice, and then they brought the dogs to destroy the cats, and it's almost like Chad Gadyo. So the Shilas Yavetz writes, it's Tzar Balachayim. Why would there be a difference between a cow and a cat? I don't think so. I don't think so. But this Gemara appears twice in Shas. It's not brought in the Rambam, neither in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Pele. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this then. And the Rambam brings it in a very interesting context. And what I learned from the Rambam is two big, big chidush. So when I quote Rishonim and Achronim, I usually use my language, not when I quote the Rambam. Nobody writes more beautifully than the Rambam. And I think it would be ridiculous and would be a chitzpah to quote the Rambam in my words. Let the Rambam speak for himself. So the context in which we find this halacha in Rambam is in Hilchas Avodim, not elsewhere. So in Hilchas Avodim, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, it's the very last halacha in Hilchas Avodim. Mutar lavoid be'evet knani beforach. It's permissible by halachic criteria. Ve'yafal pi shadin kach midas chasidus ve'darkei hachochma she'odem rachaman ve'roidev tzedek ve'lo yachbed uloy al avdoy ve'lo yitzar lo ve'yachileu v'yashkeu mekol marcholoy u'mekol mashkeu. חכמים הראשונים היו מקדימים, היו נותנים לעבד מכל תפסול ותפסול שהיו אוכלים. ומקדימן מזוין הבאמס והעבודים על סודת עצמם. מקדימים מזוין הבאמס ועבודים על סודת עצמם. והרי הוא אומר, כעיני עבודים אל יד אדוניהם, like the slave and the amo, turning to their master, pleading for mercy. So this is the context in which the Rambam writes, Osel Odom, Shiyitim at Shiyachal Behemtoi. He puts together Avodim v'behemois. The way I see it, first of all, we learn from the Rambam, this is not a halachic obligation. It's not a chiyuv, it's a midas chasidus. Midas chasidus, v'darkei hachachma, that a person should be merciful on his eved and on his animal. So I think the essence of this halacha is these animals and these avodim are serving you. You're taking advantage of them. You need to feed them. And before you eat your own, feed those that serve you. Feed those that you're taking advantage of. You're causing them pain for your benefit, so you need to care for them. And therefore, I don't think a person needs to be makbid if he has a parrot or a turtle or an aquarium with fish or even a cat and a dog. I don't think you need to be makbid to feed them before you eat. First of all, their eating habits are quite different than ours, and they don't usually eat three times a day. And I think this then, essentially, what I learned from the Rambam is those that you work with, those that you take advantage of, those that you cause pain because of your benefit, at least care for them. And this halacha is learned from Parshas Kriyas Shema. And this would be Miyashav Givaldig Akashas. Today we quoted the Pusik, Veshkisu was the Eda Vazbiram, the Eda before the animals. So, animals before the Eda. It's a Midas Chassidus that we learn from Parshas Kriyas Shema. And it is primarily, the way I understand the Rambam, based on Avodim Vebehemis. So today we discussed Tzar Bala Chaim, 13 different sources and various halachic discussions. But what I want to stress is the importance of Midas Horachamim. Tzar Bala Chaim means you need to care. You need to feel the pain, not only of your fellow Jew, not only of your fellow human being. Varachmov al kol masov. And it is not only an ethical, liberal value. It is the esoid of Kiddusha. It is the only way to be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, we learn in the Gemara. Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. Ma'idach Siv Zekeli Van Veyu. Havei Domelo. Ma'u Rachum, Afatu Rachum, Ma'u Chanun, Afatu Chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful. You need to be the same. And that is the only way you really could be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zekeli va'anvehu. Rashi explains va'anvehu is an abbreviation of two words. Ani v'hu. He and me. How do you compare yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avei domelo. Ma'u rachum afatu rachum. I want to teach you a fundamental yesod, which to me is Torah's emes. Not always so I speak in this type of language, but I think it's Torah's emes. And I don't think anybody said this before me. We find two gemoras that seem to be the same, but Chazal use different language, and they base their teachings on two different psukim, so they can't be the same. If Chazal based this rule on two different psukim, and they use different language, different terminology, then it must be a different concept. So in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Zekeli V'Anvei Ovei Domelo Ma'urachu Ma'fatu Rachu Ma'uchanu Na'fatu Chanun. So to Yudalad we learn Achrei Hashem Lakechem Telechun V'chi Efshar Lelechas Acharov Eish Oichaluhu El Halech Bedrochov Ma'u Mavaka Choylem Ma'fatu Baker Choylem Ma'u Choynen Dalim Af'atu Chanoin Dalim. Is this the same as the Gemara in Shabbos? If it would be the same, why do Chazal quote a different posuk? And why do they use different language? And I say, it's not the same. Similar, but not the same. These two gemaras are two sides of the same coin. And let me explain. Walking through the halls of life, I have come to realize there are so many wonderful people that are merciful, compassionate, caring, but for many reasons, they're not involved in Gemilas Chassadim. Neither Gemilas Chassadim begufam, and sometimes not even bememoinam. For various different reasons. Some of them are extremely lazy. Some of them are extremely stingy. So, they do care, but they don't care enough to share Not everybody that cares shares. Sometimes they're gevaldige masmidim, and they think that if we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah keneged kulam, you're potter from v'yahavtu l'reichu kemoichu. The Rambam, Perek Yud Dalet Melechus Ovel, Halacha Aleph, says they're all the mitzvahs of gemilas chasodim begufoy, bikur cholim, nichum aveilim, simchas chosav v'kala. They are all parts of v'yahavtu l'reichu kemoichu. So there are various different reasons sometimes good people, positive people, caring people, compassionate people just don't do Maisim Toivim. They don't do Gemilas Chosodim. On the other hand, I know some people that are involved in Gemilas Chosodim all day and all night. They run a Kupis Gemach and then, you know, they collect money for Aniyim. But not all of them are good people. Their reward is Gevaldik, because they're oisik b'mitzvahs, and they're oisik in gemilas chasodim. But it is not enough to be a goyim al chasodim. You need to be a rachum v'chanun. So the shleimus of ha'odim is only in both sides of this coin. And divrei chazal are so beautiful and so appealing. On one hand, havei domelo, you need to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How could you compare? The only way to be as a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mahu Rachum Af Atu Rachum. You need to be a person of caring and compassion because a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares. But on the other hand, we have another mitzvah. Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechun Halech Bidrochov. What are his ways? Not his essence. Not his midos, but his ways. Mahu mavaka choylem af atu baker choylem. Mahu choylem dalem af atu chanoin dalem. You need to try to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the only way that is possible, hadvik b'midoisav. But you also need to leleches b'drochov, follow his ways. So you need to be caring and compassionate. And you need to do maisim toiv. You need to express your caring in deeds. Verachmov al kol masov, Kodesh Baruch Hu cares, and he loves everyone and everything. Everyone and everything. And we need to be the same. We need to be merciful and care not only about our fellow Jews, but about every human being. Not only about every human being, but every living creature. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was the paragon of Kedusha. He was the only Tana called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So we would assume that he was the greatest Talmud Chochem of the generation, the greatest Tzaddik, which he definitely was. And Chazal speak wonders about the Kedusha of Rebbe. That there is another story about Rebbe and Bava Metzia Pehei Omed Aleph. Rebbe suffered terrible pain for decades. Why? So the Gemara tells a story. There was once a cow, an animal, or a sheep that was going l'shchita. So this is a mystery to us. But in days of yore, the greatest tzaddikim and the prophets communicated with animals. They communicated with mountains and with in different parts of creation. So this animal saw Rabbeinu, and she runs to Rabbeinu HaKodesh to salvage her, to save her, to take her under his wings. And Rebbe says to this animal, Lech ki lakach notzartu, that's your destiny, go. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu was makbed on Rebbe that he didn't show compassion on an animal. We made it clear just a half hour ago that it's mutar lechatchila to slaughter animals, to eat their flesh. That's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of shechita. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we need to eat meat. But obviously, Rabbeinu HaKodesh didn't show enough compassion. He should have taken that animal under his wings and hug her and ease her pain and whisper into her ear, Ki lekach meitzarto. This is your tikkun. This is your shleimus. So after this story, Rabbeinu suffered terrible pain. And when did the pain and suffering leave him? Years later. there were rats in his entire chotzer, and his family planned how to exterminate those rats. And Rebbe says, no. V'rachma v'al kol ma'asov. And in that moment, his pain left him. What we learn from the story, to care about animals is not only a liberal worldview. It is Kedusha. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh wouldn't be Rabbeinu HaKadosh if he wouldn't feel the pain of animals. V'rachma v'al kol ma'asov. That is part of Mahu Rachum, Afatu Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afatu Chanun. So I quoted the Rambam before, at the end of Hilchos Avodim. I want to read the continuation of this very same Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Yes, al pi alocha muta lavoid ve'eved avoid es poroch. Afar pi shadin kein, midas chasidus ve'darkei achochmo. Shehei odem rachamen v'roidev tzedek. Care for your slaves. Lo yachved uloy alavdoi ve'lo yeitze loy. Give him food, give him drinks. V'chein lo yevazehu lo biyad v'lo bidvorim. La'avdes mesorei akosa v'lo lebusho. Even an eved has dignity. Give him his due respect. You have no right to humiliate him. La'avdes mesorei akosa v'lo lebusho. V'lo yarba olav tzodoka v'kaas. V'lo yedaber imoy. Elu yedaber imoy benachas. V'yishma tanutav, listen to his complaints, listen to his concerns. This is a big chiddush historically. Masters never respected their slaves. And the slaves always lived a life of suffering and humiliation. Many of the people listening to the shiur are Americans. It's part of the American ethos. Every child in school learns about Abe Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. Maybe some of you even read Uncle Tom's Cabin. So you know about slavery. Slaves always rebelled. Slaves always tried to run away. But the Rambam teaches us in days of yore how Jews treated their slaves. La avdes mesorei akosa v'lo lebusho v'lo yevazehu lo biyad v'lo bedvorim v'lo yarba olav tzedoka v'chaas yedaberim ebenachas v'yishma tanutav v'chach mefurish bedarkei iyoi v'toivim shishtabeach bem. Iyov was a tzaddik, and he says, im emas mishpat avdi v'amozi beriva memodi, when my slaves will argue with me, will I humiliate them? Chas v'sholim. Haloi bebeten oiseini asahu v'yichunenu berechem echod. They were born of the same womb as I was. They say came out from a mother's belly just like I did. All were created b'tzelem Elokim, says Iyov HaTzadik. Ve'enu achzorius vo'azes mutsuye lo begoyim u'areilem. Aval zaroi shel Avraham Avinu, ve'hem Yisrael, she'eshpi'a lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu toiv v'satoyr v'tzivum b'chukim v'mishpotim tzadikim, rachmonim hem al hakol. They are compassionate on everything, not only everybody, but everything. Ve'chem b'midoisev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'tzivonu le'idamis benu wa'imar, so you probably remember the Gemara, Gittin Samach Aleph, when Chazal speak about Darkei Sholim. And we learn in the Gemara, Mefanes Amani Akum Amini Yisrael Meshum Darkei Sholim. Mevakrim Choylei Akum Am Choylei Yisrael Meshum Darkei Sholim. Koivrim Meisei Goyim Em Meisei Yisrael Meshum Darkei Sholim. When the Rambam brings this aloha at the end of Perik Yud, of Hilchos Malachim, there is a fascinating addition. Do not find in the Gemara. Medatoi harachovo umeruach konshoi shal Rambam. Tzibuch hachomim. Levarker choleyem velikboi meseyem emesi Yisrael velefarnes aneyeyem b'chlal aniye Yisrael meshum darkei sholoim. And then the Rambam writes, Harei ne'amar, Tov Hashem lekol, V'rachmo v'al kol ma'aso, v'ne'amar drochei odarkei noyam, v'chol nasi v'seu sholem. It's not only about darkei sholem. Yes, it's about darkei sholem. It is also v'tov Hashem lekol, v'rachmo v'al kol ma'aso. So yes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rabbeinu HaKadosh not only with his Torah and Kedusha and Digdaka Mitzvahs, also, yes, he had compassion on those rats, on those mice. And that is Midas Chassidus V'Darkei HaChochma, as we learn from the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim. Mahu Rachum Afatu Rachum. Mahu Goyim Al Chassodim Afatu. We shall always have this chus to care and to share, to love and to help. It is only then that we could truly be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bedovek bedarkei hovakel bedrochav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'marachem rabbiyas marachem olav min ha'shamayim. The Rambam quotes this halacha as we saw just a few moments ago. Kach omru chazal b'mesechet Shabbos daf kuf nun alef. Kol ha'marachem ala briyos, not only al Yisroel. Kol ha'marachem ala briyos, merachem olam shemayim. We should be zeichut rachamei shemayim because we need rachamei shemayim. To my terrible dismay, we are in the midst of a second wave of COVID-19 in Eretz Yisrael. I am so happy to hear that at least in the East Coast, you had so much pain and suffering and lost so many tiny Eden. So, Baruch Hashem, things are better by you, but they're ticking up by us. And I am very, very concerned. So I call upon all my friends, especially those that are in a leadership position. Teach your flock, teach your children, teach your talmidim. Shom alecho v'shmoy nafshech umoyed. Follow the rules. Don't be mezalzel. Wear masks. Disinfect your hands. Keep a distance. There is no other way to prevent the spread of this disease. And do a lot of gemilas chasodim, because then you have this gula. Kol ha'marachem ala briyos, marachamim olav min ha'shomayim. We should be zoyche dechaz de'shomayim. We should always be zoyche levasor. B'soyreis toivois yeshuois v'nachomois. And we should be zoicha b'korobi yameinu to the ultimate chesed of bias moshiach tzedkeinu v'mheiro v'yameinu. Amen.